This is episode 12 of Teams Fridays. We apologize, it's been a while. I think April was our last episode. I know we've all been very busy. We are back. We promise to do better next time. So, my name is Martin Bowman. Today, I'm joined with Michael and Jimmy. Hey guys, how's it going?
And Martin, don't put that stress on me. I don't promise to do better next time.
You should. We will do
Well, I
better.
won't promise it. I'll strive, but I
No,
won't promise.
you'll
Because it'll just be a
strive.
broken promise. A strive, it's like, I just didn't strive appropriately. Is there a negative? Is there an opposite of strive? I strove or I strived? I've striven.
I have no idea. Jimmy, how are you? Do you
I'm good.
strive?
I don't strive.
Okay.
It is even less, no promise or
No
strive.
promise or strive. We did have to remind you. Hey, are you coming? Me and Michael were here already, but we were like, where's
I did.
Jimmy?
We did our selling teams, Microsoft Teams this morning with Marin. Put together a whole bunch of stuff, and I wore my favorite Gatorade colored shirt this morning. So
You are glowing.
if we were live in a crowd, I'd be easy to spot. I'm like a traffic cone.
I'm like,
Yeah.
the shirt you're wearing is so green screeny. It's like when the Queen wore the green dress and everybody started putting like photoshopping things on top of her dress. I feel like doing that with your shirt.
You
It's
feel
like
like
the
that's
right
gonna
green
happen.
screen color.
You feel like that's gonna happen here.
Talking of bright colored t-shirts, I was wearing pink last week because of Commsverse. So, Michael, as a speaker attendee, what did you think of Commsverse?
It was fantastic. It's as professionally run as any event you'll get into. And having been to several professional events, we were just recently at ISE, for example, which is like there's organizations, full-time dedicated employees. Now again, the scale is different, 40,000 people versus 500 and what did you say, 500 and some at concert. Yeah, it's wonder it was wonderfully run. Great speakers. I spent a lot of time talking to vendors and catching up with people, so I didn't get to as many sessions as I wanted to. I think I only got to three or four, but the speakers were all great. I'm not speaking for myself because I didn't watch my own presentation, so I can't say if I was
You
great or
filled the
not. But the
room,
ones I
though.
saw were really good.
Yeah, you
The
filled the
food
room.
was,
I had to come over and stop people coming into your room because it was so packed.
yeah. People really want some Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Don't want to learn about what's new in Teams devices. They just want the Cheetos.
They just want the Cheetos. I tried a trivia game. Apparently, the feedback, everybody liked the trivia game. So I'd ask, basically, the concept was I'd ask a trivia question. And then at the end, you win the grand prize of like some mac and cheese Cheetos, like a add water, throw in the microwave. But again, you can't get that in Europe very easily, or at least cost affordably. That was the plan, is everybody does it. I was using the free version of CrowdPur, and I'll give them a little plug. Crowd PURR. It's if you just want to do trivia games among your teams using Teams, easy to set up. It's a great tool. I was on the free tier and I thought, okay, with the free tier you can only have three, you know, you can only have like 30 questions. Cool, I only need 10. You can't customize the backgrounds and do your marketing. Okay, cool. We'll just say, you know, say crowd per on it. I didn't realize you're limited to 16 attendees. And so people were going like,
Ooh.
hey, I can't sign in. I can't sign in. People say, hey, the sign-up's full. I'm like, oops. And there are like 40 people in the room. I'm like, oops, sorry. So we continued with the trivia game anyway. And then at the end, fortunately, again, because comms versus pros, they gave away a prize, a good prize at every session. So the winner of the trivia got, you know, two or three bags of Cheetos and the mac and cheese. And the overall room winner got a Commodore 64 game console. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but it looked like look and feel of a Commodore 64, but it has like 450 games and a joystick plug thrown in with it. So it worked out well that, you know, everybody was eligible for a prize. But anyway, you asked the trivia question, and then each trivia question. So let's say, for example, which one of these is a new feature on a Teams panel? That's the question. Then I would go talk about that new feature for 2 or 3 minutes, then ask a question about Teams rooms, whatever, and then talk 2 or 3 minutes about that given feature. So that is kind of a way to keep people more engaged. And then threw
Yeah.
in random trivia questions like, what was the hamburger that Samuel L. Jackson ate for breakfast in Pulp Fiction? Jimmy, you got that one?
I have no idea. I'm
The
terrible at
Kahuna
these
Burger,
trivia.
man. He had a big Kahuna Burger. My, that's a delicious thing. Can I have
I'm
some of your delicious
terrible
beverage?
at movie trivia.
That
I would have got that
is a
wrong.
tasty burger. I don't know, I haven't seen the movie long enough. I'm probably butchering the lines, but anyway, that was Comverse. And then a lot of the vendors were there. Nice opening keynote. If you haven't seen the video, it's out on YouTube. The opening video was pretty funny. Mr. Teams was there. So basically Mr. T, but he was wearing a Mr. Teams gold necklace.
The Mr. T from the A-Teams, wasn't it?
Yeah. A Microsoft Teams thing. Microsoft Teams bling, because, you know, Mr. T always wore all those necklaces.
Gold chain. Yeah.
The gold chain.
Microsoft Teams written on it. I saw lots of people getting selfies with
very much so.
Mr. Teams, and then the stick made an appearance. He was going around on a skateboard as well. So.
And then the there was a random, because it was a Mercedes-Benz World, so a random Formula One driver was walking around. Guy, you know, Matt had the face mask down, the helmet, the full fire suit, walking around.
But he's the stick from Top Gear. I don't know if you know.
No, I don't know.
For any listeners who don't know about Comsverse, so Comsverse was a Microsoft Teams community conference that happened last week at Mercedes-Benz World. There was full of vendors, speakers, MVPs, community. So good sessions, good times. Myself, Mark, being the leader of Comsverse, myself, Randy Chapman and Philip put on that event. So it was awesome to get everyone back together, have some fun and do some talking about Teams.
And I've noticed some of the sessions are starting to appear on your YouTube channel. Mine did not get recorded, technical reasons. Not my fault. The device needed a reboot, right? And so whatever. Mine didn't get recorded, which is okay. You couldn't join the trivia anyway.
Randy's been busy doing that.
Yep, but a lot of those videos are starting to show up. And anything else you want to say about Comsverse, other than you did a fantastic job, Martin, Mark, Randy, Philippa?
No.
Comms V next for those in the Americas, let's say. That's happening in Denver, I believe, August 16th and 17th. So I'm going to be presenting again. Not the title is Teams Rooms Hotness or Microsoft Teams Devices Hotness. It's really going to be, I'm basically turning my session over to Tracy Herr, who is going to be doing deep dives on Intune conditional access and troubleshooting Teams devices. She's in customer support services, CSS, so she lives troubleshooting devices. So I'm going to tap dance for about 10 to 15 minutes and then turn it over to her. So it's going to be very much a 300, 400 level session. But Comms V Next, same basic deal, 2 days in Denver, happening at a Marriott. Really, you know, everything happens in one location. It's in the hotel. We use the hotel conference rooms. The food is fantastic. Have you been to one? Have you been to it, Jimmy?
I have been to it. The food is spectacular. The atmosphere and all the people there are the people that you know around Teams. If you're active inside of the Teams community, if you're active inside of just learning Teams and understanding Teams, this is the place where everybody sort of gets together. To be honest with you, Michael, one of the great things that I had when I went to the one that I attended, I learned a whole bunch of stuff. Eric Marcy, who's one of the MVPs out there and everything else. I learned all about the lab that he actually has in his basement and built Skype Skype environments and everything. I mean, that's how far this thing goes back. So it's not something that, oh, this is brand new, but it is something that I urge everybody who actually wants to learn about Teams, who wants to learn more about Teams, to sort of look at and go to, because it's a great collection of people. And if you've got questions, many times there's the people there that are able to answer it.
And for you OCS Link Skype Teams veterans, the Comms V Next started because Microsoft canceled Link Conference and integrated into Ignite. And they were like, after like 2 years of no Link Conference, they're like, hey, we miss Link Conference. And so they brought up Comms V Next. So if you're into Microsoft Unified Communications, and you're in the Americas and you're available August 16th through 17th. There are few prettier cities than Denver, Colorado. So go out a day or two early and hang out in the mountains or just explore Denver. Denver's got some really fun, cool neighborhoods to explore and breweries.
And yeah, the hotel that they actually have it at, right behind there is a bar.
That the brewery. Has
a little brewery that everybody goes to after the conference.
it is one nice thing is, yes, everybody's at the, it's great because everybody's at the hotel. So then the hotel bar is just the meeting point. The brewery in the park behind the parking lot, that's a meeting point. So it's not like, oh, hey, I'm in some suburb. Yeah, that's in Martin, just to be honest, that's one of the problems with Mercedes-Benz world. There's nothing near there.
No, you have to.
Like, you guys rented buses and shuttles to get people from hotels to the event. So when you get back, everybody's kind of scattered. Now, depending on what hotel you're at, the hotel bars tend to go, but then it's not everybody for the most part in one location. It's everybody scattered among three or four locations. Yeah.
No, that's all right. No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm speaking there as well, and I've never been, so to Danville, so I'm looking forward to coming over.
Yeah, just keep in mind, it's a mile high in the air, so I know you're a huge marathon runner in the thing. Don't feel bad if you're like, wow, I feel winded.
A mile high in the air? What, where Denver is?
Huh?
What do you mean, a mile high in the air?
It is a mile above sea level.
Yeah.
So... you will get gassed the first day or two when you're out on your jogs. Don't plan on don't draw a 5 mile route through the city. Like, I'm going to explore Denver on my morning run. Make it 3 miles, cut off a mile or two, and then the next day add a mile in, and then the next day do the full five.
No way.
You'll be winded. The oxygen is thinner.
Yeah. You're higher up. But yeah, I never realized that.
Yep.
I know there was mountains there. But no, thank you very much. I'll take that in mind. Yeah, so
take that. And if you go 3 miles, you're like, oh, I'm not winded, then you can always add another mile or two, right? But just I just don't want you stranded in some neighborhood and you're like just winded, holding on your knees. You're like, man, I got a 2 mile walk now. That's a 40 minute walk, and then you try to jog it, and everybody's laughing at you. Like, this guy's new here.
You'll have to come running with me.
I'll ride my bicycle next to you. I don't run. I have bad knees.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's new?
What's new? Yes, let's get to some topics. So what is new this month? Let's just have a look. So there's a ton of updates for meetings and webinars. That's been talked about. I'm sure we spoke about that on another episode, and that's been around for a while, but that's popped up again.
But that's also, I think, that's also where I get confused, because we're on the, at least me, I'm on the, like, not early, I'm on the early ring here at Microsoft, the dog food ring, which basically means we get stuff 2 or 3 months before it goes GA. So it's not the super early, super secret dev stuff. It's just, hey, let's give it a month or two run, make sure we don't catch any more bugs and go live. So maybe that's why it seems like I've had it for so long, and now it got released last month. But basically, co-organizer, the problem, this has happened several times. Somebody falls ill, and they didn't make anybody else a meeting organizer. And so then nobody can like share their desktop or whatever. So then you have to cancel them. You know, everybody crashes out and creates an ad hoc meeting on the side. Now you can officially label someone as a co-organizer that lets them manage the meeting options. Cause a lot of times they'll be like, everybody has to go to the lobby. And then if you're only the organizer can let people out of the lobby, and I'm a presenter, but I can't let people out of the lobby. So there are some limitations, though. You can't manage breakout rooms, meeting recordings, or view or download attendance reports. But for the most part, if you're a co-organizer, you can run as long as you don't have breakout rooms, there are no issues with getting people out of lobbies or things like that. So, or changing meeting settings, things like that. So good addition.
Yeah, some of the other multi-language meeting invite control. So you can have what I believe at different languages in your team's meeting invite. I think you can have up to two, maybe. So you could have join team's meeting and all the text in English, and then you could have another language, maybe French, with your meeting invite stuff. Multitasking panel for meetings on iPad. Chat bubbles on iOS and Android. So some kind of meeting features for Teams mobile, I'll say it the US way. You're showing me the mac and cheese Cheetos there, trying to distract me.
It worked.
Yeah, one of the big ones was disable chat write access for anonymous and authenticated users. So that you have to do in the meeting policy, but you can now turn off chat for anonymous authenticated users into meetings if you needed to.
The little blurb is this provides an added layer of security, especially in the financial sector where chat messages can be used as part of a data security breach. I think that's one that we were asked for by the financial sector. Is like, dude, we can't use Teams, or we just turn off chat entirely, or whatever. We need more granular controls. So I think that's a feedback we got and implemented.
Yeah, there's a couple of updates to live captions and transcriptions for Teams meetings on web, and additional spoken languages available for live
Yeah,
captions and transcriptions. Do you know what them languages are?
They are Czech, Thai,
Czech,
Hebrew, Portuguese, ooh, Vietnamese, and Turkish. Still no Klingon.
Maybe one day that'll. Can you speak because Klingon? Do you need it?
So no, and those of you who are fluent Klingon speakers, please forgive me. But back in the 90s, there was like a Star Trek video game or something a coworker got, and part of it included a CD of how to speak Klingon. So the first word on there was Hubaki, which I entirely forget what it means, but it was like aggressive. It was like an everything in Klingon is aggressive. So it's a greeting, but it's more like, I acknowledge that you are in my way, kind of. And it's like, Hubaki. That's as best as I can remember from like 30 years ago. So
why'd you have to roll
if you don't
on
know
the
one
chair,
Klingon yeah. word, like really go, you know, YouTube's full of that.
Why do you have to push back in your chair to speak Klingon?
Because you have to say it loudly. Klingon is not a soft, it's like the opposite of French. It is not the language of romance. It is like the anti-French.
Yeah. And again, there's updates for Teams on VDI. Support for transcription on VDI, which
real
I'm
quick,
talking
so you've
to
been
you
using
now
Azure, you've been using Azure Virtual Desktop a lot lately. Does this,
I have.
When they say VDI, does that include Azure Virtual Desktop, or are those two different platforms?
Yeah, there are differences. It does say here Teams on VDI for Azure Virtual Desktop. That's got transcription. And then give and take control for Teams on VDI for VMware and Azure Windows Desktop. So we have Azure Windows Desktop. Maybe that's Windows 365 and Azure Virtual Desktop. I think there's a Citrix flavor as well. But there was a separate new blog post with all the updates for Teams on VDI. And
so you've been, for about the what, last month, you've been using Azure Virtual Desktop, and especially with Teams. What's your experiences on that? How's it been working? Is it like, it's like something everyone should do, or is it like, eh?
So far, I found it really... I found it really, really good. I've been suffering with some performance issues on my device, which Michael will know of. But yeah, I've been using it. It's awesome. The quality surprised me. Back in the OCS Link days, we generally avoid it. But now, more particularly with cloud PCs and Azure Windows 365, a lot of investment in Teams. I have noticed some features that aren't there yet. So what's one? I can't.
The main one is. Yeah, the background noise cancellation. So I can definitely hear you clicky typing.
And Michael can hear the dog running around the garden going barking. The window cleaners are actually around somewhere, and Dexter was going mad. But yeah, noise cancellation I couldn't see is here yet. You only have one reaction. I can only raise my hand. I can't thumbs up and clap. I can't see call health. I can't be a presenter in a live event. Don't think I can pop out some of the windows.
So it's kind of like Teams from like 9 months ago.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're in DOD. It's like you're one of the government community clouds. It's like 9 months to a year behind, regular Windows.
And I think it doesn't remember, it doesn't sort of remember what background I put on. But I mean, I can bring across my device. I can bring across my camera, my audio speaker, everything just comes across. And quality is awesome. So, I mean, the majority of what I do day to day can be done in it. So I'm a fan, and more stuff's coming, like give take control, support for more transcriptions. Some of those things I don't use day to day, but I'll link to the blog post about all the stuff that's coming to VDI, because it's definitely a lot of investment in it. And yeah, so far I've had a good experience. Surprised me, actually.
You did it kind of as an act of desperation, because you've got an old PC. I know you're ready. We'll just jump into the long saga. Martin has an old laptop from work. They sent him a new one. They sent him the wrong one. So now he's got to ship that back. So he's still on his old, you know, however many years old computer that's struggling. Also, it's not just he's not just doing PowerPoint, but doing a lot of video and things like that. So, yeah. So Azure VD was kind of a thing of desperation, but I kind of get the impression you might continue using it when you get your new device.
I think I might, yeah. It's quite handy, really, to use. But, yeah, I think that's it for meetings. There's only one update for Teams phone, uppercase P. I know you like that, Michael. Mm-hmm. Dynamic caller ID for call queue agents. So you can now, have you got some more info on that?
Yeah, the idea is that you're in a call queue and you talk to a customer and it's like, hey, you know, you're the agent. Let me look that up and I'll give you a call back. Previously, when you called back, you called with your DID phone number, like you gave up your direct phone number. Now you call back and it's the, you know, basically the 800 number or the public phone number for the call queue. You call back, you giving that number. So you still keep your DID anonymous.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely good to have that, isn't it? Really?
Yep.
So, and the majority of the rest is all Teams device updates. So what's new in devices, Michael?
So the Yalink meeting board.
Yes, I saw it at Comsverse.
Did you play with it?
I did. I was using the pens, did a bit of the whiteboarding on it. I did ask about the legs. They look very skinny.
You know, monitors nowadays don't weigh like 700 pounds like they did about 20 years ago.
They said it weighed eight. No. What sort of, did someone say 8 stone or something? Oh, I don't know.
What's a stone?
Oh, don't get me into that. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. What is this in it? What is this in metric? I'm bad at weights in metric. I'm good at distances, but I'm bad at weights in metric.
Oh, I'd have to
like 2.6.
Probably bore some
kilograms in a pound or something. At 2.6, that's just too much math for my head.
I think it was quite heavy, but I was like, the legs are really skinny with the wheels, and then I was like, one thing that was different, like Surface Hub and the Neat Board all have a little table on the legs, and I was like, you've decided to not have a table. And then they said, well, we might add on one.
Yeah.
As an extra. But yeah, overall it was really good. I used the pens and was using the whiteboard. It runs MTR on Android. Overall, it was nice. They were saying, I think the compute module can come out. You can change it in the back. I liked it. If you're in for a, was it 65-inch all-in-one sort of device with integrated camera, mics, and it had two pens, and we were using the whiteboarding. And
So, Jimmy, isn't this like just a cheaper version of Surface Hub?
No, and I don't think it's fair to compare Surface Hub to a lot of these devices. I mean, you know, these boards, exactly. You lobbed it right over the swing. So I think it's really sort of looking at it and saying, how am I going to use this solution inside of a room? Or maybe even as an extended personal device and things like that. A Surface Hub allows you to do anything that you want to do because I can log into that device and access all of my files, access everything that's there. But the boards from partners like Neat and Yalink and others, what they allow you to do is have a Teams meeting and then go ahead and use whiteboarding and use some of those tools that are available to a shared user, not the personal user. Now, that doesn't go into the idea that I can also use this and signed into my personal account. And again, join the Teams meetings, do those sort of things. But I'm not going to be able to bring up a Word document or bring up a PowerPoint and edit it on the fly inside of those devices. That's where the Surface Hub, which is best in breed, number one collaboration device in market. And I say that, number one best collaboration device in market, because it will do anything that you want. Versus, I want to actually go ahead and I want to have a Teams meeting, and I want to look at this. So how are you using those spaces? So to say, oh, well, you know, I want to do everything that I want to do. You're not going to look at these devices. You're going to look at a Surface Hub. But I want to just have the users join a Teams meeting from this device and have a great interactive call. 100%, these are your devices.
Yeah, and then also, again, these are Teams rooms on Android, so the rules don't change just because there's a 65-inch. Just think of it as Teams rooms Android. You get that, I'll use the old term, collaboration bar. It's glued to the monitor, so it's easy to install. You just take it, put it on the wall, done. You don't have to buy a separate display. It's touch enabled right out of the gate. Done. Optionally on a trolley. So if it's a Teams Rooms you need to drive around, to different rooms. It doesn't have a battery, but that's okay. Plug it in, it boots in 3 minutes. And you can then kind of turn any space pretty quickly into a robust meeting room space, unlike, you know, Surface Hub, which has a lot of the same things. But yeah, again, you can sign in on OneDrive, you can run line of business apps, you can do plenty of things on the Surface Hub. So yeah, I think there's some confusion that, oh, these are just Android Surface Hubs, and they're not.
No. Maybe
that's really cool devices.
That yeah. sounds like there's a blog post maybe in my future for that.
There might be. the Polystudio R30. This is one. So when I was in London for Comsverse, I went a couple days early and I visited the Poly Experience Center at the Gherkin. They have a lovely 32nd floor view looking down over the Tower Bridge. And I got to see some of these new devices. The Polystudio R30 is kind of their new, it's a USB video bar certified for Teams rooms on Windows for focus and small meeting rooms. So it's kind of like the Poly P15, but really focused. The P15, they put as it's Teams rooms and kind of a webcam. The R30 is really focused on conference room usage. I've had this for a long time, the Polystudio P21. Jim, you've had a P21 for a while too, right?
I have. I like it.
I finally got Teams certified.
Yeah. I know, right? But it was working good for me before the whole thing and everything else. I really had very little issues with it, if any issues whatsoever. I really like being able to reach behind it and do the lighting and do all that stuff. It does. Yeah. And my girlfriend, actually, she plugged into the monitor the other day with her laptop, and she said to me, she goes, "This is really a nice monitor. I think above all and beyond, it actually does a really good job of presenting the image, giving you a good clean image, and making you feel comfortable in front of your monitor."
So, it's got lights. It's got lighting built in, hasn't it? You said you could change the lighting.
It does. It's got the lighting built on top of it, and there's actually a bar on the back of the unit itself where you can raise and lower the lights. So depending on where you are and what time of day it is, you know, a lot of times people will have that window inside of their thing, and then it becomes darker later in the day. You can actually, without doing anything, you can just raise and lower those lights.
Yeah, it's got camera mics, everything built in.
Everything built in. So that, yeah, so it's got that like key light built into the monitor. So if you're in a dark room, it's got lights that'll highlight your face basically. And even make it even cooler, Jimmy. Yeah, you raise your hand back and forth, but it's touch. You don't have to touch anything. You just kind of wave your hand along the backside of the monitor. It also has the mobile phone charging, so Qi wireless charging in the base, which is nice. And a dynamic button that'll flip. It's actually a little LED that'll flip between Zoom mode or Teams mode. We, of course, will use Teams mode, although mine looks like it's on the Zoom icon right now.
I think it's really primarily that hot desking device where you can put it everywhere and it solves every single thing that you need all in one device. But I'll be honest with you, as a daily driver for my home office, it really does a great job.
If Dell got one as well. Michael.
Yeah, Dell went like, so the there's some differences. That the Polystudio P21, if you want to call it a limitation right now, it's 1080p webcam. It's a whole 1080p kind of designed for 1080p. The Dell UltraSharp 32 4K video conferencing monitor, so it's higher resolution. But again, Teams certified, has a built-in camera, speakers, microphone, all Teams certified. And this is apparently the first IPS black panel technology monitor that they've released. So this monitor provides Teams meetings. Yeah. So it's so if you really want that high-end professional monitor, Dell takes it up to the next level with that 32-inch monitor. So it's a larger monitor, higher resolution monitor. Price might be a factor choosing between the two, but yeah, if you're like, I want the Teams built in, I don't want separate webcams, speakers, microphones, but I also have to do like Photoshop and CAD work or something where I need real high resolution, then Dell's got you.
That's cool. And EPOS have got quite a few different devices, headsets. I did notice there's the new Expand 40T speaker phone, which looks very similar to the previous old one. I did see that at Comsverse. It was a darker shade of grey. Apparently, it's got more microphones in it, and it's been tweaked and updated from its previous model. Maybe that was the 30T. I'm not sure, but I did catch up with EPOS and said that oh yeah, it's got three beamforming microphones to isolate from ambient noise for rich and dynamic audio experience. Works seamless with Teams. Ah, and it has a dedicated Teams button. And there has been an update for the Teams button, hasn't there? What can you do with the Teams button now?
The Teams Drum button, roll. I need to try it. Java nicely sent me a nice headset. The Engage 55, is that what it is? No, that's one. Whatever. Sorry, I don't know model numbers. But yeah, you press and hold the Teams button for 2 seconds and it raises hand inside the meeting. So instead of, so if you're like, so this Jabra headset, why not? Let's talk Jabra for a second because they sent me this headset. I should look up what the make and model is. but it's decked, which means I can walk through my entire condo. I'll try it. I might even be able to go down and check my mail.
The Jabra Engage 55.
Yeah, okay, it is the Jabra Engage 55. So the problem could be like I'm in a call, but I'm upstairs like making lunch. You know, it's like, okay, it's been a long call. Look, I'm hungry. I got to go upstairs. I can still stay on the call. The decked signaling works great. I tried it out with you the other day, Martin, right when I got it. And like, you couldn't tell that I was, you know, 50 yards from the desk or a yard from my desk.
We were surprised it was decked when we looked at the headset and the dongle, weren't we?
Yeah. The dongle is tiny.
And it's decked.
Yeah, relatively. It's a lot smaller than I was expecting. I was expecting some large tower antenna thing, and it's just looks like a tiny whatever, a little round puck.
That's all USB, isn't it?
It's all USB. Yeah. So to the point of the Teams thing, I could be upstairs making my lunch, and I want to, you know, it's time. I need to say something, right? I can press and hold the Teams button on the Engage 55 for 2 seconds, and then in Teams my hand goes up. And so then, you know, like after a couple seconds or when somebody gets done, it goes, hey, Michael, you have something that you want to speak? And then I can go off mute and talk. So that is, to me, is I think that, you know, a lot of people love, I honestly don't, I use a lot of non-certified devices. Like right now I'm using a Shure microphone, which isn't Teams certified, I don't think. So I don't have Teams buttons near me. So I can't speak to how useful it is, but I talked to some other people and like, oh God, I love, you know, a meeting pop up, meeting notification happens. I just hit the Teams button on my speakerphone and I get to the pre-join screen really fast. So for those of you who do use headsets, which I know a lot of people do, take some time, learn about the Teams button and maybe simplify your life a little, get to some quicker actions. But I think pressing and holding for to raise hand, that's one I might actually use when I go up and make lunch during long meetings.
You might be able to hear my dog. The window cleaner is here and he doesn't like the window cleaner. It's currently, I can only imagine downstairs jumping at the windows like a crazy
dog. Oh,
wait,
the Jabra Engage 55 decked. Oh, that is a new device. It is. So good. It was good. It was coming up on the list of new hardware. So anyway, yeah, we talked enough about the Engage 55. And then Yalink has two new headsets as well. The UH38 series and the BH72 Bluetooth wireless headsets and wired headsets. So if you're a fan of Yalink, did you see any of these at Comsverse? Again at Comsverse we're talking about, yeah, I'm more of a Teams Rooms person, not a personal peripherals person.
I did head over to Jabra, particularly to look at the Panacast 50 because I wanted to see one of those, but I did see some of their headsets. I did see EPOS. Didn't see Yalink did have some headsets, but I was more drawn to the board. That took my interest to see
that. When we were at ISE, we had the Neat board, and that drew a lot of attention. A lot of people like walking by going, what's this thing? And then got them into the booth and talked to
them. Yeah, Neat brought the frame. I saw the frame at Comsverse, saw the Neat bar. They didn't have a board with them there, but there was a lot of they were very busy on their stand. Every time I walked past, there was a lot of interest at Neat. And most of the devices vendors were very busy when I was walking around.
And the one I've slept on, because when I think, you know, I've trained people like, hey, the new Teams display, there's ones coming from Neat and Yalink, blah blah blah. Dude, Crestron's about to have one out. Their Flex Phone is going to be a Teams display. Like I've slept on that. Like I heard it, and then like Crestron, they're like, I don't know, I'm not nothing negative. I just don't hear about them as much internally or externally. They just don't have the social media vibe. I know Neil's working on that. He's got a good YouTube channel, Crest TV. He's trying to get maybe break through a little and make Crestron a little more socially engaged than they historically have been. Jimmy's laughing because he worked at Crestron for like 40 years.
Well, there were two MVPs at Crestron, and
no, they're not.
But you know, yeah, Crestron has the team's displays. You know, they were those devices were actually in play when I was still at Crestron in the engineering department, helping to make those devices. And the idea really was, here's a phone, and then we can make this into a personal device as well. And the team's display really sort of is that natural evolution that I can just take away the handset and make this into something that's viable for customers that are coming and having that hot desking experience, hoteling experience, however you want to put it. But it really comes into play. You know, all of our partners are looking at, okay, work's changing. You know, one of the things that we did this morning on the thing with Marin, if you guys didn't see it, was Amsterdam is now making it a law, and they're trying to pass a law about remote work. Right now in Amsterdam, if you were a remote employee and work from home, your employer can say you have to come back to work. And when you say, but I want to work from home, they can say no and never give a reason. What the government is trying to do is basically make them give you a reason why you can't work from home. So it's a cultural shift. And we've been seeing this in sort of the way that people work and the way that people look at remote work versus going to the office. And we can see how it's changing. But this might be actually the first time that a government is looking at that workflow and saying, we should probably truthfully put a wall around this so that it doesn't get out of hand at some point in the future. So I think those kind of discussions are really there. I think the things like Teams display, like we talked about, Michael, those are the kind of devices that will help as we're going through this period. And I think, I forget who it was. Was it Satya or somebody else said, this is the greatest global shift since the Industrial Revolution of the way that people work. So it's kind of there, and it's coming. I think we've all been talking about it for a very long time, but it's really on the fast track. So
yep. And then real quick, Teams display, for those listening, don't run out and buy them yet. It's all coming end of this month, into August. So in the next 4 to 8 weeks, you should start seeing these things in market for purchase.
Yeah, because Yealink have got like the 24-inch.
Yeah, they got the Destrian A24. And then there's another vendor. There's a fourth vendor, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say publicly. Actually, yeah. There's four. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it publicly yet, but there's another one brand we totally know, large brand coming with one also, but a little later. They're still developing theirs, but team display starting like end of this month, end of July into August. You're going to see a lot.
Because currently there is the only certified one is the Lenovo
ThinkSmart View.
Yeah, so that's still but a lot more coming to that space. So that's interesting.
There's a lot of innovation coming to that space as well, particularly in hardware innovation.
Yeah, with the Ryzen hot desking as well. I think they'll be heavily in demand. Events wise, I saw that Chris Howard is building a metaverse conference.
Yeah, not a lot of info there. There's no website. I was kind of looking for it today. But he's been socializing it that there's coming in. What did he said? September, right?
It's coming soon. Yeah, you could sign up for early information on it, but they're going to have a whole community event in the metaverse. We did do a little bit of that at Comsverse.
Yeah,
online, dabbled like back 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was AltSpace VR.
AltSpace, yeah, that was it. But Chris and the team are going a whole conference in the metaverse. So it'd be interesting.
Is it in the metaverse, or is it about the metaverse?
I think it's in both. Both, maybe.
Yeah. So Chris H O A R D. Find Chris H O A R D.
Yeah, and I think he's through the Microsoft 365 Pro. I think Chris is. But I'll link to the notes of that event if you're interested in that as well. Inspire is coming up very soon. For any partners who are listening, the new workshops that me and Michael have been busily working on, maybe one of the reasons we've dropped it, recording these episodes, the new hybrid meetings and rooms workshop is out now. So, if you're a partner delivering those workshops, check out the new workshops. There's also that for all modern work and SCI as well. And common area was the last thing we had in our notes. There's been, I think, those updates to the licensing for common area phones are hitting tenants now, where you can get
By the way,
more
real quick,
features. Yes.
Chris Hoard on Twitter is Microsoft 365 Pro on
Oh,
Twitter.
I was right. Yeah.
I just used the M365 and I'm searching for it. Cortana,
Yeah.
nobody asked. We got the answer, Cortana. Thanks for helping.
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to this one, but here's what I can help with.
Do you guys hear that, or is it the background noise
Yes,
cutting
I
through once
heard
you heard
it.
that? All right.
I don't know how she could help us find Chris
Chris?
Hoard's Twitter handle.
Cortana, she is good though. She's coming to display. It's actually kind of cool. You can just you can do some things like ask the weather or tell me a joke kind of things on display. Anyway, common area phone. So common area phone, massive updates that went live. What are we in July, June? It's a, the, I think the post or the comment I saw is it's now fully live. Every tenant has it now. So common area phone had two major addition or two major. There was additions to the management and additions to the features on common area phone. The management side is Azure ADP One and Intune. So now you can manage a regular phone signed in with a common area phone account can be managed the same way as an end user phone. So you can apply all your conditional access and Intune compliance policies. If you want to learn more about that, visit my session at Comms VNext, where Tracy's session at Comms VNext, where I'm just going to be the host and introducer. So that's huge, right? For additional security and control. Then on the features side, the ability to join, I forget all off the top of my head, call queues, the ability, really the big add was Exchange Online Plan 2. So you can now
Voicemail.
have voicemail. So people leave voicemail
Yeah.
on a common area phone. Now, generally my thought was always like, why would you do that? But at Commsverse, some people spoke up and said, well, sometimes a common area phone is like a warehouse phone. They'll license it with common area phone. So then the warehouse workers can check the and that's an example, a shared phone. Then somebody at the warehouse can check the voicemail. So because again, in a warehouse, the phone isn't assigned to a single user. It's assigned to that location, that space, not to a person. So it does not add calendaring, to be clear. You cannot schedule it because you don't take, you know, you don't schedule meetings on a common area phone. You do that on a conference room phone. So those are the major additions. So more features and functionality on the team side that's being able to check voicemail. And there's a couple more, but off the top of my head, I remember being a call queue, which I'm not sure why, but I guess maybe multiple people could walk up and say, hey, thank you for calling Contoso, without it being signed to a diff an individual person. So call key useful for that. And then the ability to help manage and secure it via Azure AD and Intune compliance policies.
Awesome.
Oh, and you also, I've already seen this come through. If you're experiencing issues with your common area phone signing in, acting weird, whatever, you may want to disable the Intune app entitlement on the license until you get your Intune straightened out for that use case. So you may have noticed one person internally, a senior Intune PM level person, reached out to me, like, "Hey, as of the last week or two, their common area phones are acting weird." I'm like, "Have them disable the Intune real quick and see if that fixes it." I didn't hear back, but I imagine he's like, "Oh, yeah, okay," because it went to him, and he's like, why would these be acting different on Intune?" Him thinking we at Intune changed something, or did you change the way the phone interacts with Intune? I'm on the Intune side. I don't know what's going on. And so, yeah, it was probably because the common area phones now properly use Intune.
Well, that's good. I think to use some of those features, there's one of the policies you've got to tick the advanced calling button, haven't you? I think, but we'll add some notes to the episode. I've got a dash. It's that time on Friday afternoon. I have to go and collect my kids from
Peanut butter
school.
box is here, right, Martin?
Peanut butter
Peanut
box.
butter what?
A
Peanut butter box.
What's peanut butter box?
Oh, well, you'll have to watch the video. Maybe we can include it in the comments for those international
Chewy, chewy, chatty pets. All right,
Yeah.
okay.
Giorgio
Peanut butter
and
box,
Ralph pet prescriptions.
Martin. I'm gonna have to head off, guys. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend, and we will be back soon.
Thanks,
Yes,
Martin.
we will.
See you
Strive
later.
to do that. Bye.